play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at Don Morris Gym, Alleman High School. Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, as the Alleman Pep Band was just playing the Streaks Fight song. And James Noble, who's running the board for us tonight, said he still remembers being in high school band. He can still belt out the Alleman Fight song, the Morton Fight song. What was the other one? The Geneseo Fight song. Well, good for you. We're gonna have to make you get on the air. And well, I guess you didn't sing them, though, did you? What instrument were you playing? On the saxophone. You need to bring your sax in some night when you're running the board, and we'll have you do a live rendition of a fight song. All right, just ahead of Silver Streak basketball tonight here on WGIL, the Silver Streaks and the Alleman Pioneers. Galesburg again trying to even up the record once again as they're 12-13 on the season, 2-4 in the Western Big Six. The Pioneers 8-15 overall, a couple of wins in a row, and they are 0-8. In the Western Big Six Conference. The other games around the area tonight, I had that up moments ago. And let me see if I can pull it back up here. Somewhere. All right. Well, I'll have to pull it up. It looks like we're getting set for our national anthem here from. Oh, he's going to announce us, by the way. He asked what our call letters and numbers were, but, of course, he doesn't have our microphone on over there like he's supposed to. All right, our national anthem here from Don Morris Gym at Alleman High School. Nice job by the young man from Alleman here doing the starting lineup. We'll see if our PA announcer, Jeff Couch, remembers to turn on our microphone. And
not looking promising.
No, it's not. It's laying right in front of them and not turned on. At least if he had it turned on, that would be a plus, but doesn't even have it turned on. All right, so we will take care of the starting lineups for you here tonight for the Streaks first off. Kelsey Lake, 5'7", and a junior. Andrea Sampson. Andrea is a 5'7", a junior as well. Chloe McCarthy, a 5'9", junior. On the front line, Yvonne Mixon, 6 foot and a senior. And Emily Miner, 6 foot and a senior as well. They keep growing everywhere we go. Every week, they're a little bit taller. I think at the beginning of the year, they were 5'10 and 5'11", weren't they? Now they're both 6 foot. All right. Streaks, of course, coached by Evan Massey in his 40th year. His overall record, 894 and 543. The Alleman Pioneers with a record of 8-15, 0-8 in the Western Big Six. They will start a 5'4 senior, Annalise Connolly. 5'7 junior Lydia Dorsey, 5'9 junior Gabby Loys, a 5'4 senior Mackenzie Larson, and a 5'8 junior Bailey Gorgel. Not a lot of size on this team. A couple of six footers, one a freshman, one a junior, Parker Gillette. And their head coach, of course, is Megan McCracken, a former Pioneer herself, all skater, played, I think, a season at Iowa State and then transferred and had a really nice career at Illinois State and actually worked there as a graduate assistant at some point and now here at back at her alma mater as the head coach here at Don Morris Gym. All right, ready to get things underway. Streaks in their road black, silver numbers, trimmed in white and silver. Pioneers in their home white with green numbers and green trim. It looks like, see, the stripe around the piping on the shorts and the top of the jerseys is a different green than the numbers. The numbers are the numbers black?
The numbers are black.
I thought they were maybe a dark green with green
piping. No, they're black with a green outline.
Okay, all right. Well, stepping into the center circle, Gabby Loys, 5'9", for Alleman, and Emily Minard at 6 foot for the Streaks, and the tip won by the Streaks. And Alleman comes out in a man-to-man defense, surprisingly. This is Kelsey Legg on the dribble, right side, gets to Yvonne Mixon. Down on the block it goes to Emily Minard, puts it up, got it, and she's fouled. Reaching in on her, I'm not sure, it might have been Lydia Dorsey. We'll see who they call it against. Does go against Lydia Dorsey. That'll be her first foul in the basketball game. Good to see the streak start with a high-low there. Yvonne Mixon to Emily Minard. Makes the free throw, so Emily converts a three-point play. Streaks will drop back and pick up in midcourt, leading 3-0. This is Dorsey.
And the other thing is, you know, you really want the Streaks to go be on the attack here against this team and try to take some of the air out of senior night.
And there was one out of the Streaks playbook, and out back door over the pass, over the top pass to Gabby Loys. She lost the handle on initially, but the defender fell down. I didn't see who was over there. Got tripped up, and Loys puts it up and in and make it 3-2 Streaks. Yvonne Mixon. Andrea Sampson in the paint, kicks to Chloe McCarthy, left wing for 3-2 strong. And the rebound comes off hard, and Yvonne Mixon able to gather it. Gets to Andrea Sampson, to Chloe McCarthy. Now out near the center circle, it's Kelsey Legg. Kelsey looks over the defense. Out high goes to Yvonne Mixon, left wing, Andrea Sampson with it. This gym is so much brighter, the lighter colored floor, yes. And the new lights in here so much better than it used to be after they remodeled a few years ago. Andrea Sampson, top of the key. But just even the lighter colored floor. Andrea picks up, gives to Yvonne, high post, pass over the top, and Emily had to tip it a couple of times and got it up and in. Streaks lead 5-2.
Yeah, that pass a little low to Emily, but a nice job by her sticking with the pass, and Yvonne picks up the assist off the dish inside.
Left wing, this is Larson. Top of the key, it goes to Dorsey. Dorsey dribbles right, gives way to Larson. I guess that was Connolly before Larson with it now out between the circles. Working against Kelsey Legg, goes to the left wing. Now back to the right, gets a pick from Loys, goes to the free throw line, hands off to Connolly. She'll fire just inside the three-point arc, bounces off, no good. Emily Miter had the rebound knocked away from her, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. I think Loys got in there, got a hand on it last. 5-2 Streaks, 6-12 to play first quarter.
And now we're going to see some full-court pressure by the Alleman Pioneers.
Just token man-to-man pressure, it looks like here. And this is Connolly with Kelsey Legg bringing it up for the Streaks in the center circle. Gets it across to Chloe McCarthy out high left side. Directing some traffic. Gets to Emily Minard between the circles. Hands off to Kelsey Legg out high right side near the volleyball spike line. Kelsey just traveled with it. Took a step before she bounced it. Took a step backwards and then put it on the floor. Official didn't pick up on it. Right wing, Emily Minard. Now to Yvonne Mixon, top of the key. Kelsey Legg out high left side. Under 6 minutes to play first quarter.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times.
Yvonne Mixon falling down, can't hit. And the Pioneers come away with it. Right wing, this is Loys with it. Drives down right side, up off the glass and in. Nice take by Gabby Loys. She's got all four of the Alleman points, 5-4 streak. Quickly back the other way. Chloe McCarthy, Emily Minard running the floor up off the glass, can't hit, but Loys is going to get called for the foul. That'll be her first, and Emily Minard will go back to the free throw line. So Emily Minard with all five of the Streaks points, Gabby Loys all four of the Pioneer points.
Emily, a 64% free throw shooter. She hit on her first attempt.
5:20 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 5-4. First shot is up and good. First substitutions tonight, Deja Range, Megan Lingefelter in for the Streaks, replacing Yvonne Mixon and Chloe McCarthy. Deja, 5'8 junior.
They only have her listed at 5'8?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I thought she'd be 5'10 by now. Second free throw no good, but run down by Megan Lingefelter. Megan, a 5'6 senior for the Streaks. Andrea Sampson, Kelsey Legg now out between the circles for the Streaks. Now in the center circle on the dribble. Hands off to Andrea Sampson. Andrea gives to Deja out high left side. Deja range to Emily Miner between the circles. Emily puts it on the floor, but now picks up and gives to Andrea out high left side. 5 minutes to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 6-4. Three-pointer straight on Andrea. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Dorsey for the Pioneers, but knocked away from behind by Deja Range, and it's going to go back to the Pioneers. Good hustle by Deja to knock it away and prevent a fast break.
Well, Emily's got to be cautious. She got away with another one of those moving screens to open Andrea up. She's got to understand that once she sticks her position, she's got to stay there and can't move into the defender.
Larson with it, gives right wing to Dorsey, working against Megan Lingenfelter. Gets a pick, now tab of the key. It's Lloyd's left wing. It goes to Larson, and the pass goes errant, and it's run down by Connolly. Now right wing, it goes to Dorsey. 4.5 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-4. Dorsey on the dribble. Out high it goes to Parker Jorlett, who's into the ballgame, 6-foot junior. And now pass, did it get tapped? But I know Connolly hit it last.
It went off Connolly, yeah, it went off Connolly's leg. But, yeah, I think it was bothered at the very least.
So the Streaks will bring it back the other way. 4:20 to play first quarter, leading 6-4. Emily Miner down high on the right side with the top of the key. Deja Range out high left side to Kelsey Legg. To Andrea Sampson, right wing for three. Good! I had the perfect angle on that one. That one looked good all the way. First basket for anybody other than Emily Miner, and the Streaks lead 9-4. Just over 4 minutes to play first quarter.
Andrea, the leading three-point shooter on this team. That's her 49th make of the season.
Lloyd's tap of the key after Jorlett got it posted up. Tried to face up on Emily Miner. Good defense by Emily. She had to kick it back out. Now it's Larson with it out between the circles. Dribbles right. Gives to Lloyd's on the right wing. Lloyd's working against Deja Range. Dribbles left. Gets a pick from Jorlett. Now hands off to Larson. Larson goes right down the right side of the lane. Got
nobody
a nice pick from Jorlett and lays it up and in.
Yeah, nobody stopped her. It looked like Emily picked her up on a switch and then thought somebody was going to switch back. And Larson just kept going and was able to get all the way to the rim.
9-6 streaks. 3.5 to play first quarter. Megan Lingenfelter. Emily Miner down high left side. Now gives to Andrea Sampson out on the right side. She'll drive right baseline, leans in, kicks out to Megan Lingenfelter, left wing for three, short. And the rebound comes out long to Connolly for Alleman. Pioneers on the run. Now it's Lloyd's out high left side. It goes to Dorsey. And a whistle against, I'm not sure.
There was going to be some kind of foul.
Foul goes against Jorlett. I think it was trying to post up against Emily Miner. She got called for something. So Parker Jorlett with her first foul. Three team fouls now on the Pioneers as Riley Jenkins checks in for the Streaks. Chloe McCarthy, Yvonne Mixon back in. Riley, a 5'5 freshman.
Got did a pretty good game of the varsity. Benches this year?
I think so.
The Streaks were on the other side.
I think you're right because I think in the past when I've interviewed Evan, I've been sitting on the end of that bench over there to our right. They did switch, and now a timeout called by Megan McCracken and a full timeout.
It was called by Coach Mancy.
Oh, Coach Mancy, I'm sorry.
Because Larson pressed and they didn't have the press breaker set up.
3:08 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 9-6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Are you a nurse or a CNA looking for a change of scenery? Rosewood Care Centers is currently looking to fill nursing and CNA positions in their Galesburg, Peoria, and East Peoria locations. For details and to fill out an application, go to galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
3:08 to play here in quarter number one. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alleman Pioneers 9-6. Megan Lingenfelter, Yvonne Mixon, Riley Jenkins, Deja Range, and Chloe McCarthy on the floor for the Streaks. Yeah, we were just discussing before the timeout that they've switched benches. The Streaks used to be where we're sitting across from the scorer's table. Streaks used to be to our right. Now their bench is to our left, and the Alleman is to our right. Riley Jenkins, left wing, top of the key, Deja Range.
Yeah, we're going to get a foul.
Yvonne backing down.
I don't know how you call that as a foul, but because all she was doing was she was just backing into the defender, and, you know, she didn't Porter. Porter could have easily moved to the side and let Yvonne go.
And she didn't knock her over. She was just kind of backing up with her, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess that transpires out of the foul that was called at the other end at the last possession, but
Left wing, this is Larson, picks up her dribble. Now gives to Connolly, top of the key, shooter over right, stop, little pick and roll, and it's knocked away by Deja Range, and Deja comes away with a steal. Good hustle by Deja to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the dribble, right wing, Megan Lingenfelter. She'll stop and fire the three off the mark. Side rebound, Chloe McCarthy up off the glass and in on the left side. So Chloe with a rebound put back and make it 11-6 streaks, 2:24 to play here in the first quarter. Mackenzie Larson, one of the two seniors on the Solomon Pioneer team, brings it across right wing. It goes to Lydia Dorsey. Dorsey looks over the defense, back to Larson, top of the key, gets a pick from Porter, dribbles left, stops, kicks out to Connolly. Connolly to the free throw line, kicks out to Dorsey, right wing, right baseline to Loyes on the three-point arc, guarded by Deja Range. Brings it out to the wing, now spins back the other way and kicks it to Connolly. Connolly out on the right wing, brings it back out. Good defense by the Streaks. Now Connolly on the dribble, right wing to Dorsey. Yeah, Dorsey fakes left, goes right, baseline, stops, five-footer is blocked by Chloe McCarthy. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound. I think it was Chloe that got it,
yeah,
not Yvonne.
I think so, too.
Now Megan Lingenfelter right wing to Yvonne Mixon, top of the fakes, drives, kicks back out to Chloe left wing. She'll fire the three, short, rebound knocked out of there by Yvonne Mixon, and Chloe comes away with it. Riley Jenkins drives left, baseline, leans in, too far under, but got it to Deja, and she lays it up and in. I would almost count that as an assist. I know she was looking at the basket. I'll call it a no look pass.
we'll call it a pass.
Deja puts it up and in, 13-6 streaks. Now Loyes drives left side, ooh, throws the runner-up off the glass and got it to fall somehow with some pressure from Deja Range. 13-8 streaks, just over a minute to play first quarter.
And six of those points from Loyes.
I thought Yvonne was just going to take it and go to the basket last time down here from the high post. Now Loyes steals it away, and they travel with it. They didn't call it, but now Riley Jenkins comes away with it as Loyes saves a nice pass from Riley Jenkins. Drew the defender, dumped it off to Yvonne Mixon. Yvonne lays it up and in, and they get 15-8 straights. That's one of the things we've noticed from the freshman, Riley Jenkins. Really, really good court sense. Knows when to dish it off, knows when to draw the defender, or knows when to take the shot.
Yeah, she does a really good job seeing the floor when she's out there, for a freshman especially.
Larson goes to the free throw line, penetrates, gives to Connolly out high. Nice job by Megan Lingenfelter cutting her off. Now she stops at the free throw line, left wing to Loyes, fires from on top of the three-point arc. That's way short. Megan Lingenfelter comes with away with a rebound on the run with 20 seconds to play. Now bounces for Riley Jenkins between the circles with 15 seconds to play, and she'll set up and work for one shot. Now with 12, 15-8 streaks lead, Riley Jenkins with 10, dribbles left with 9. Stops on the left wing with 7, Deja top of the key with 6, bounces to Yvonne down the left block, kicks back out to Riley, and the Streaks are not going to get a shot off and turn it over with 1.3 to play. Yvonne, I don't know, I would have rather had her face up and go straight up with a shot, but
right.
She decided to kick it back out. But
well, she spun, saw two defenders and decided that she wasn't going to take it against them, but I agree with you. I think that's a situation where you just kind of want to push that shot to the rim and maybe you get a foul call even.
Yeah, and with her athleticism, inbound comes to Larson. A runner from the right wing is no good, and they're going to wave it off even if it was good.
That was a long 1.3.
Yeah, it was. That's what I thought. We have played one quarter of basketball. It's a Galesburg Silver Streaks 15, the Alabama Pioneers 8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Everybody has known that's what the ultimate deal is going to be when it's struck.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Second quarter just underway. Alleman with the basketball. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson at Don Morris Gym. Streaks lead 15-8. This is Mackenzie Larson, left wing, drives, stops at the free throw line, looking for help. Should be a 3 second call. Kicks it out to Connolly. Connolly drives baseline. Nice pick. They do a good job on that. They drive baseline, and the bigs pick it up and set the pick. And Connolly drives in and gets her first basket and make it 15-10 streaks. Now three-pointer, Andrea Sampson, right wing, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Parker Jorlette for the Alleman Pioneers.
Oh, it looks like the Moline game's at UT. So they're hosting.
Quincy at Rock Island, and yeah, Moline is at UT. As Alleman turns it over, Kelsey Legg comes away with it for the streaks. We have the starters back in there. It's Emily Meinert on the right wing to Andrea Sampson, posted up on the right block, kicks out to Yvonne Mixon.
Looked like Andrea hit the middle there against Connolly, and she opted to kick it back out.
Now Andrea drives, pulls up with a 10-footer, can't hit it right side. Rebound comes down to Mackenzie Larson for Alleman. Now it's Connolly on the left wing, knocked away and stolen by Andrea Sampson.
Good pick by Andrea right there. She's had busy hands, got it in there while Connolly was just holding out in front of her.
Top of the key, Yvonne Mixon to Emily Miner, mid-post, splits the defenders, got it up and in, and she's fouled. I don't know how in the heck she got it off. She kind of got hit from both sides and kind of flipped it up there, and it rolled over the rim and in.
Well, in the shooter's touch, because it essentially rolled up. You're right. It rolled up and over the rim and not just falling in.
The foul went against Parker Jorlette, and that is her second. And that is now 14 fouls on the Pioneer. Emily Short on the free throw. Jorlette with a rebound.
After hitting her first two, she's missed her last two.
She's got 8 points of the streak 17. This is Dorsey. Right wing it goes to Natika Woods, 5'6", junior in for the Pioneers. Woods bounces for Loyes down on the right block, spins, shot partially blocked, I think, by Yvonne, and Emily Miner comes away with a rebound, and Loyes ties her up. I think Yvonne actually was lucky she didn't get called for that one because she kind of brought the hand down, might even gotten a piece of the arm. But the possession arrow points toward the streak. 6:18 to play first half. Streaks lead 17-10 here at Don Morris Gym. Kelsey Legg across midcourt in the center circle. Out high right side, it goes to Emily Miner. Yvonne Mixon now to Kelsey Legg between the circles. Andrea Sampson right wing. And it's knocked away by Loyes as she tried to get it to Emily Miner. Did they drop back into 2-3 now? I have to check out what they're doing here now. It looks like they're coming out guarding man-to-man.
Yeah, they're man-to-man.
They must have just been sagging a lot. Now Connolly checks back in, as does Maddie Porter, a 6-foot freshman, in back in for the Pioneers.
Rocky, senior night tonight, too.
Yeah, because Alleman's got they have another game with Rock Island here, but they decided they'd rather do senior night against us than Rocky. Backdoor pass from Kelsey Legg to Emily Miner up off the glass, can't hit, but I think it was Loyes that got a piece of her arm. We'll see who they call it on. Does go against Gabby Loyes. That's her second. Emily Miner back to the free throw line with two more shots.
For as amazing as that last shot was to go in, I couldn't believe that one didn't fall because it was right on the heel of the rim. It looked like it would go down. Now three in a row missed by Emily as I'm trying to reverse jinx.
And again, she really sped that one up, and this one takes a little more time, and nothing but net on the second. So 9 for Emily Miner. Full court pressure, leading 8-10, and Alleman breaks it easily. 3-on-2 break. Loyes down the right side. Shot blocked from behind by Kelsey Legg. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound. Good defensive play by Kelsey. Yvonne there in front, so Loyes had to kind of adjust her shot, and Kelsey got her from behind.
Yvonne now with 4 rebounds in the game.
Emily Miner down high right side, now left wing. Looks like they're in a 1-3-1 now. Or 1-2-2. I'm not sure what they're doing.
No, they're in man-to-man.
All right, they're in man. Okay, I guess they're just sagging off so far. It looks like a zone. Kelsey Legg, right side, down the lane, leans in, splits a defender, shot blocked. Nice defensive play by Porter. And coming away with it is Woods for Alleman. Good take by Kelsey, but got in there against a 6-footer and able to get the block on her. But I would take that move because a lot of times you're going to get the foul call on that anyway. This is Loyes, top of the key, drives left. Shot up, partially blocked by Yvonne. Yvonne with another rebound. Bounces for Kelsey. Kelsey Legg in the backcourt. Under 5 minutes to play first half, 18-10 streaks. Kelsey Legg in the center circle. Crosses midcourt, left wing, it's Emily Miner, now Yvonne Mixon, gives to Kelsey Legg between the circles, left wing, Chloe McCarthy. Out high goes to Emily Miner, tried to get it to Yvonne down on the block, knocked away, good job by Woods to knock it away, Porter came away with it, now Loyes has it for the Pioneers, left wing, it's Connolly.
4 turnovers now for the streaks.
4:25 to play first half, 18-10 streaks, Connolly Drives just inside the top of the key. Gets to Loy's right wing. Now Porter down on the block. Five-footer up and missed that one badly. But the rebound left side comes to now a push. That's going to be – that should be, honestly, an intentional foul. They missed the one on Kelsey Legg and Lydia Dorsey. Kelsey got a shove in on Dorsey. They are calling a double foul. I guess he did see the first one. I'm not sure why the whistle didn't blow till after the second one then. Yeah, so yep. – Because, I mean, literally Dorsey just turned and shoved her in the back when Kelsey went to block out. Kelsey had kind of shoved her the other way before that. So it should be possession. It should be Alleman's ball because it should be alternate possession.
Yeah, don't they offset here?
Yeah, I suppose because it used to be back in the day it was a jump ball. Now it should just be possession error. That's what they're going to do.
There we go. Now we got it.
That's what he's saying. So, yeah, they just say, and I honestly, if he saw the first one, I'm not sure why it didn't get called then. Because I thought what was going to happen, what normally happens, they only see the retaliation.
Right. Well, good job right there by Coach Manti. He gets Kelsey out there, let her calm down, and now here Dorsey comes out too. Coach McCracken's going to get her out of there so that they can both calm down for a second on the bench.
So Kelsey Legg's first foul, second foul on Lydia Dorsey. So Alleman has the basketball. It'll be Maddie Porter to inbound from the left baseline for the Pioneers. 4:12 to play first half. Streaks with an 18-10 lead. I don't know if technically it used to be called a false double foul. I don't know if that's what it's called. I'd just say a double foul, but it used to be the technical term was a false double foul.
Never heard that.
Conley out on the right side in front of the Streaks bench working against Megan Lingenfelter. Deja Range in there as well, and now she is guarding, who's the new player in, Samantha Coleman, 5'8 sophomore. Left baseline, it goes to Woods. Lauren Camelin as well. Lauren blocks the shot. And now the rebound comes out long. It's going to go off of Coleman last, and the Alleman fans calling for a foul. There probably was some contact, at least going after the loose ball. But
it goes back to the hole when you swing your arm down. Yeah. It's often called a foul. Yeah. And, you know, I couldn't see from up here what she got contact with, but the block was called.
Nice move made by Woods, but a nice defensive play by Lauren as Megan Lingenfelter hits the three, top of the key on the feed from Riley Jenkins. First basket for Megan. Second three of the ball game as Andrea hit one in the first quarter. 21-10. Streaks with her biggest lead at 11. 3:23 to play first half. Porter right wing. Out high it goes to Coleman. Top of the key. Coleman dribbles left. Goes to the wing and gives to Woods. Woods working against Lauren Campbell. Goes out high. Gets a pick from Connolly. Now has it out between the circles and gives to Larson out high on the right side. Larson working against Riley Jenkins. Gets a pick from Porter. Goes left to the free throw line.
Nobody picked her up.
Throws up a runner off the glass and good.
I think at times the Streaks are switching and then they're getting confused when they switch because nobody goes back.
Got our first rush elbow and our first palindrome tonight. 21-12 Streaks. 2:50 to play here in the first half. Deja Range down a low block. Feed from Emily Miner. Turns up strong off the glass and in. Nice job by Deja.
Strong move by Deja.
Put it up over the top of Woods. Used your body to kind of fend her off a little bit. Got it up and in. 23-12 Streaks. Woods out high left side. To Porter, mid post right side. Drives down. 10-footer up. Bounces off no good. Rebound. Deja Range. Good hustle again by Deja. Tapped it up. Kept it alive. Then brought it down. Riley Jenkins on the run. To Lauren Campbell left wing. To Deja out high left side. And she'll bounce for Riley Jenkins. Top of the key with 2:14 to play in the half. Streaks leading 23-12. Deja Range to Riley Jenkins out high left side. To Megan Lingenfelter right wing. Puts it on the floor, gets to Emily Miner. Down to Deja Range on the right block. Kicks back out to Megan for three on the right wing. That one's short. Didn't get her feet set quite in time for that one. And Porter with the rebound. Got her shoulders square, but didn't have her feet quite set when she tried to get that one up quick with the defense coming out on her. 1:48 to play first half. Streaks with a 23-12 lead. On the drive, this is Coleman in the paint, and Deja's going to get called for the foul. The shot went kind of a wild shot, but it went in and out, fortunately, for the Streaks. Deja picks up her first foul.
Yeah, Deja did a good job staying in front of her, but what happened was once Coleman started to push towards the lane, Deja didn't give her room to move.
So Samantha Coleman, 5'8", sophomore, goes to the free throw line for the Pioneers. First one is short. 1:43 to play here in the first half. Andrea Sampson, Yvonne Mixon, Kelsey Legg, Chloe McCarthy back in. And Deja Range will stay on the floor with that group. Streaks lead 23-12. Second shot for Coleman is up and rolls off no good. Deja skies for the rebound. Actually went off her hand, and Andrea got tripped up from behind by Woods, and I'm not sure what the Alleman fans don't like about that. Yes, one of them, one of the The student fan saying she traveled. Yeah, after she got flipped and landed on the floor, she did travel. That's now 17 fouls, so yep. We'll walk down and Andrea will shoot.
That was on Woods, right?
Yeah. Natika Woods with the foul, her first, and we'll walk it down. And Andrea Sampson with a chance at the one and bonus, 140 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 23-12. Andrea, 5'7", junior.
Andrea on the season, 69% free throw shooter on the season. Doesn't shoot a lot of them, though, just 22 of 32.
Hits the first, she will get the bonus. Of course, Andrea has committed to play Division I athletics, and she'll be playing softball at Eastern Illinois University in a couple of years, though. Got another year of her here for the Streaks. Second shot is up and good. Five for Andrea. As a sub comes in, it's Parker Jorlette back in. She'll replace Maddie Porter. 140 to play first half, Streaks with a 25-12 lead.
Decent student section here from Allman for senior night.
Yeah, not a whole lot of people here for what we normally see in this gym. Loy's with it between the circles.
Yeah, it's not a big gym.
Left wing, and Connolly just lost it. The pass was too high for her from Loy's, and Streaks get it back on an unforced error there by the Pioneers. 125 to play in the half. Streaks with a 25-12 lead. Kelsey Legg will walk it up for the Streaks. She'll be met by Mackenzie Larson. Well, now she drops all the way back to the top of the key as Kelsey comes across.
Seven turnovers now for the Pioneers after that one.
See, the way they're sagged in, doesn't it almost look like a zone?
I think what they're doing is they're playing pack line defense.
Oh, what a great move by Yvonne Mixon. Got it at the high post. All the defense went to her right. She spun to the left, went right down the right side of the lane, laid it up and in. What a great move by Yvonne. 27-12 Streaks under a minute to play. Like to see that. That's what I thought she was going to do that first time.
Right.
She had turned and faced up, put it on the floor, but then made a pass. But a great move, saw the opening and took it. Connolly left baseline for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Chloe McCarthy with 45 seconds to play in the half. Kelsey Legg now across midcourt, right of the center circle. Right wing to Deja Range. Now Yvonne Mixon. Now it's Kelsey Legg, top of the key. Right wing it goes to Andrea Sampson. And Andrea was going to make the pass. Yvonne lost the handle, but somehow Yvonne able to get it.
I don't know how she got that ball.
To Chloe on the left side. I don't know how the heck that got there.
There were two Pioneers between her and the basketball, and still she somehow ended up with it.
20 seconds to play, and Kelsey Legg pulls it out right of the center circle. Streaks will work for one. Now with 15. Now Andrea Sampson with 12. Connolly comes out and guards her.
Coach Manson wants Andrea to handle this last shot.
Andrea drives right baseline, leans in against Porter. Boy, took some contact, no call. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound up off the glass. In and out, no good. Ball goes to the floor, and it's going to go. Oh, Yvonne got called for a foul, and time runs out. Well, what's he going to do? Is he going to call the foul, or is he just going to say time is out? Let's see what he does. No, he's going to say no. That's interesting. Never seen that. I'm thinking if it's a foul, it's a foul. I guess he's saying it's not a foul.
I don't think time runs out.
I'm not sure.
I don't think he was calling it a foul. I think what he was saying was it was out on Yvonne.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Before she caught the ball
is what
I think the call was.
Well, we've played one half of basketball. Not a bad half for the Streaks. At halftime, it is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 27, the Alleman Pioneers 12. We'll come back with our halftime show. Halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead at 27-12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you see the new gray WGIL button, you should say,
"Stick it to me."
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash. Pick up your free WGIL button today at both Galesburg Dairy Queen locations on North Henderson Street as well as at Main and Grand. Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today to win cash.
Stick it to me.
Learn more at WGIL.com.
Stick it to me.
There's only one place to go after an accident. We have rental cars, Detail for Life, and plenty of Dave's Gator Sauce to go around. Come to Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at Don Morris Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Alamann Pioneers by a score of 27-12. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The GHS sophomores a winner here tonight. 61-28 was the final score. The other games in the Western Big Six tonight have the Rock Island Rocks hosting the Quincy Blue Devils. And Moline Maroons playing at the United Township. Moline 4-2 in the conference. UT is 4-3 in the conference. Rocky, of course, undefeated. The Blue Devils with a record of 3-3 in the conference. The Rocks are 6-0 in the conference.
UT's up 26-22 in the second. That was after Moline came out and scored the first 8 points of the game. So they've kind of flipped the tables on them. I don't have a Rocky game at senior night, so they're probably starting late, too.
Yeah. Well, Rock Island has been on a tear after losing a game to Rockford Boylan, who's now ranked, I think ahead of them in the 4A poll.
Yes.
They've been on a tear. And, you know, I was kind of looking. We had kind of been speculating about that game with Moline where it ended up, 95-62
right.
or 3, and thought, well, gosh, did he leave the starters in? Did he run it out? They ended up hitting 20 for 25
right.
from behind the arc. So
yeah,
there's an extra unreal. 20 points right there on that extra point on all those three pointers. So
right.
I'm guessing that
but
wasn't
even still
yeah.
they were up by
right.
going into the fourth, they were up by like 30.
Yeah,
so
yeah, and Beal with 35
yeah.
points on only 12 shots.
Right.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Carr had 33, I think, in that game too. So
But yeah, on only 12 shots though, that's pretty efficient shooting there for Bree Beal.
Well, so, it shows you how often she's at the stripe too.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. All right. The upcoming schedule looks like this. Of course, tomorrow night the Galesburg High boys will be in action. They'll come up to Rock Island as well. They'll be down the road a bit at the Rock Garden to take on the Rock Island Rocks in Western Big Six play. Brad Bennett with Steve Cheeseman will be there around 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip. Here on WGIL. Then Saturday, it is the Galesburg Shootout that will be taking place at John Thiel Gym. There will be some great basketball all day long there. The first game that we'll have here on the radio, of course, will be the Galesburg Silver Street Girls. They'll take on the Stillman Valley Cardinals. And we'll take the air around 3:10, 3:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL. Then Saturday night, the Galesburg High Boys taking on the Thornton Fractional North Meteors. That'll be about 7:25. 7:25 for the pregame, 7:45 for the tip here on WGIL. Jeff Couch, the PA guy, just brought back our mic. He said, I'm so sorry, completely forgot.
Yeah.
That's all right. He's a really good one. He's got a really good voice, too,
yes,
and he does
he
a good
a
job here.
Nice
so
it's voice.
Unfortunate we didn't get that one on, but that's all right. That's what the upcoming schedule looks like. And then we've got Fighting Illini basketball coming up on – well, actually – the Street Girls before that Monday night will have our makeup game with the Rock Island Rocks at John Fields Gym. Eric and I will be there for that one. 6:06 pregame, 6:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL. Then Tuesday, hey, the Illini did it. They got that Big Ten win last night. Pretty good game. Good win over Indiana. And one, they're going to have to come out and play. But they'll take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, and that'll be at State Farm Center. So Illinois, if they play well, they could get themselves another Big Ten win.
Yeah, one would hope that kind of breaks the seal there, and this will be a run. I looked at it last night. It looked to me like there's six winnable games left on their conference schedule. I'm not saying they're going to win, but
right.
winnable games, games against teams that you would think they would have a decent shot at, whether it's home or on the road.
Well, even if they play the way they did against Michigan State, they could beat Wisconsin.
No,
I'm not going to count on it. But
especially at home.
Yeah, but so we'll see. All right, Streaks lead it here at halftime, 27 to 12. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency. And Gales, we'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you buy tires at the all-new Galesburg Toyota, you're driving along, the ride is smooth. Your wife wants to go shopping and your four-year-old wants ice cream. Sure thing, girls. Daddy has extra money because he bought three tires and got one for a buck at Galesburg Toyota. And when you get tires from the other guys, your wife still wants to shop and your kids still want ice cream. But you don't have any extra money because you spent it all on tires. So the kids start crying and your wife starts cranking. And you realize you should have bought three tires and got one for a buck at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Great news. Any size ice-cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice-cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just a dollar, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, where you can receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation if you bring in five non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Clear skies for tonight, a low down around 34, increasing clouds tomorrow, with breezy conditions, a high of 52, and for tomorrow night, gradually becoming mostly clear and a low of 34, currently in downtown Galesburg. It's 39 degrees here on WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Time, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alleman Pioneers 27-12. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson at John Thiel Gym. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Emily Meinertz, 9 points on three baskets, three for five from the free throw line. 5 points for Andrea Sampson on a three and two for two from the line. 4 points for Deja Range on a couple of baskets. 4 points for Yvonne Mixon on a couple of baskets. 3 points for Megan Lingenfelter on a three. 2 for Chloe McCarthy on a basket. Streaks 4 for 7 from the, is that right? 4 for 7 from the free throw line. A couple of three-pointers. Pioneers.
I had us at 5 for 8.
I'm sorry. That's right, because I had, yeah, Emily was 5. 5 for 8. My bad. Okay, 5 for 8 from the line for the Streaks. Let's see. The Pioneers, 6 points for Gabby Loyes on three baskets all in the first quarter. 4 points for Mackenzie Larson on two baskets. 2 points for Annalise Connolly on a basket. 0 for 2 from the line, and no three-pointers for the Pioneers.
7 turnovers in that first half for Allman. Streaks only turned the ball over 4 times, so that's a good number for the Streaks. Streaks out rebounding the Pioneers 16-9, including 6-1 on the offensive boards. Again, a solid number. Allman 6 of 17 from the field, 0 of 1 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, 10 of 23, 2 of 9 from distance.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, for providing our transportation. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. That's right, a lifetime warranty. The pro-certified lifetime warranty of your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, and it doesn't cost you a penny. This is on all vehicles 5 years old or newer, under 80,000 miles, other than the certified pre-owned. What an incredible deal. You get the peace of mind with this, and again, it doesn't cost you a penny. Go talk to the folks there at Galesburg Nissan, and thanks to them for providing our transportation all streaks road game. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Come out the same way they start the game. This is Kelsey Legg on the right wing. Top of the key, Andrea Sampson. Andrea fires the three from straight on. Short rebound tapped around by Yvonne Mixon. Kept alive. Chloe McCarthy comes away with it. Now it's Kelsey Legg, and she'll reset the offense for the Streaks. Yvonne Mixon, top of the key.
That one almost came out of the fingertips.
Kelsey Legg has it now out right of the center circle. Right wing, Emily Miner with it. Yvonne Mixon, Kelsey Legg. Top of the key, right wing, Andrea Sampson. Andrea fakes to Emily Miner down high right side over the top. Yvonne a little bit too high on the pass, and the streak turned over.
Well, and right there, it got tipped right out of the hands of Emily, and then Yvonne should just let it go out of bounds, but she jumped up to see if she could grab it, and it went off her hand and out of bounds.
7-11 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 27-12 lead. Alleman with the basketball. Right wing, this is Dorsey with it. Dorsey drives right, lost her footing, kept her dribble somehow. Now she just traveled. Yeah, she stood up, and yeah, that's a travel. Can't do that. She did a good job keeping her dribble.
Right.
If she would have just stayed on one knee and then made the pass, she would have been okay.
Or if she would have, she could have stood back up with that.
Right.
Dribble
going. Kept the dribble. Yeah, she kept the dribble going and stood up because she actually dribbled once down on her knee and then picked it up. Left wing, Chloe McCarthy with it. Chloe out high with it. Gives to Andrea Sampson, top of the key. Emily Miner. Now it's Kelsey Legg out high right side. Now Yvonne Mixon, top of the key. Kelsey Legg with it, and she'll bring it back out. Nobody scored yet here in this second half, and about a minute and a half gone. Left wing, Emily Miner with it. Top of the key, Yvonne Mixon, Kelsey Legg between the circles. Left wing, Andrea Sampson. Andrea fires the three, off the mark. Rebound comes down to
Jorlette
for the Pioneers. Dorsey with it now, right of the center circle. Bounces right wing for Larson. Mackenzie Larson dribbles left. Goes to Jorlette. Now left wing, it's Dorsey. To Loyes, back door left side. Puts it up off the glass and rolled off. No good. Too strong. And Yvonne Mixon there with the rebound.
Yeah, I don't know how that one rolled off. That looked like it was good, and it just didn't want to go down
Loyes. Didn't look like she threw it up there too hard. Yvonne Mixon drives right side. Puts it up. Can't hit. Tipped the rebound. And got her own rebound. Kicked it out to Andrea Sampson for three. Good! What great hustle by Yvonne Mixon. Yeah, may have gotten away with some contact there, but she was able to hustle. Get the rebound. Kick it out to Andrea for three. 30-12 streaks. 5.5 minutes to play third quarter. Mackenzie Larson, right wing to Lydia Dorsey for the Pioneers. Dorsey, top of the key to Loyes. Left wing, it's Larson. Larson to Annalise Connolly, top of the key, dribbles right, stops, pulls back, fires a three. That's off the mark. Rebound tapped up by Yvonne Mixon. Kelsey Legg comes away with it for the streaks. Kelsey on the dribble, out right of the center circle, and she'll set the offense. And Alleman going to drop way back and play in the lane defensively. Kelsey goes right wing. Yvonne Mixon, top of the key, back to Kelsey. She'll dribble baseline, picks up to Yvonne out top. Swing it to Chloe McCarthy, left baseline, out of the wing. Now to Andrea Sampson, out high. Emily Miner, top of the key. Back to Chloe McCarthy, left baseline, outside the three-point arc. Brings it back to the wing to Emily, top of the key. Now Kelsey Legg in the center circle. Streaks will reset, and Kelsey took that step again before she put it on the floor. I'm surprised they're not calling that travel. Kelsey, right wing. Guess they're not looking that direction. Now Andrea, three, top of the key. Go!
Wow.
Perfect on that one. That's her second in the second half, her third of the ball game.
Nothing but net.
11 for Andrea, 33-12 streaks, 4:22 to play here in the third quarter. Mackenzie Larson left wing. Try to go baseline, cut off by Kelsey Legg, gets a pick, goes free throw line, now drives in, and Kelsey stayed with her that time, got the block, and Loyes came down with a rebound, landed right on the gut of Larson laying there. Now, I guess the ball went off Andrea Sampson left, but Larson in a bad spot, laying there on the floor. Loyes went up for the rebound, came down right on top of her, and was somehow able to keep her footing.
You know, one of the things I find interesting, Tom, about them switching benches is the band was only here in conference games for the first half. So in the first half, Allman had to shoot into the band, which was up on the stage. In the second half, they're gone now, and the streaks get to shoot into a solid background.
Yeah, because they pulled a curtain across now, a black curtain. Shot was partially blocked from Porter, partially blocked by Emily Miner. Now three-pointer from Megan Lingenfelter, no good. Rebound comes away with it. It's Woods that comes away with it for the Pioneers. Now it's Connolly with it. Top of the key, Gabby Loyes for Alleman. Streaks lead 33-12, 3:40 to play here in the third quarter.
Coach McCracken's hot over there. I don't know if it was because she thought there was an over-the-back or what, but she got up and was giving the official an earful.
Loyes drives right baseline, missed an easy shot, and now Loyes is going to get called for going over the back, and they're not going to like that. But it's a legitimate foul, though. I mean, it was a good call, but I don't know. I didn't see whether they missed the one down here or not. I heard their fans yelling about it. That's three now on Gabby Loyes as Yvonne Mixon gets up to step check back in for the Streaks. She'll give Emily Miner a breather. 3:29 to play in the half. Alleman yet to score here in the second half. Streaks lead 33-12.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that they shoot into the band in the first half, and then they give the Streaks the opportunity to shoot at a solid background.
Riley Jenkins has the ball knocked away on the left baseline.
Yeah, the crowd didn't like that one.
And,
but
well, she's kind of smiling. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Look knocked away from here.
Yeah. So Riley will inbound. She's in. Deja Range in as well. Megan Lingenfelter. Riley has it on the left baseline. She'll bring it out to the wing. Now she'll set for the Streaks. Yvonne Mixon out high left side. Gets Andrea Sampson going through the lane. Knocked away, though, by Woods. And Larson comes away with it for the Pioneers. Connolly left wing. Back out to Larson out high on the left side. Under three to play. Third quarter. Gabby Loy's out high on the right side. Working against Deja Range out high left side to Mackenzie Larson. Now Loy's top of the key. Dribbles right. And gets a pick. Stopped at the free throw line by Yvonne Mixon. 15-footer is no good. Rebound comes down to Andrea Sampson. Got knocked away by Woods, but Andrea able to get it back. And gives way to Riley Jenkins, and she'll come up and set for the Streaks.
Loy's hit her first three shots of the game. She's missed her last eight.
Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Right wing, Andrea Sampson to Yvonne Mixon. Down on the right block. Puts it up. Good. Nice ball mover by the Streaks. Six for Yvonne, 35-12 Streaks, 2:15 to play third quarter. This is Porter with it out high left side. Left wing goes to Connolly. Now it's Loy's top of the key. Dribbles right, picked up by Megan Lingenfelter on the switch with Deja Range. Now it's Larson with it, working against Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. Larson drives right baseline, throws away out to Loy's. Now left baseline, it goes to Connolly for three. Missed it, and the rebound goes off the top of the glass, and Yvonne Mixon nearly flat-footed, grabbed that one. Under 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Streaks with a 35-12 lead.
Oh, it's still being shut out here in the third quarter.
Riley Jenkins and Andrea Sampson, top of the key. Andrea dribbles right, gets a pick from Yvonne. Now gives to Yvonne down on the right, block up off the glass and in. They cannot stop Yvonne down on the low block. She's got eight in the game and make it 37-12. And now a timeout call by Megan McCracken. And this is a 30-second timeout. 1:26 to play here in quarter number three. Streaks leading 37-12. They're shutting out Alleman so far here in the third quarter. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Check out, of course, a very nice Nissan Altima we're driving tonight. And one of the great things you're going to want to talk about, Galesburg Nissan, the home of the lifetime warranty. Go in and talk to them about it, because it sounds like it's too good to be true. Because, you know, I hear commercials on some of our syndicated programming for warranties on your vehicle. They cost money. It's like an insurance policy. You see ads and that. Not in this case. This is something that comes with your vehicle, doesn't cost you a penny. Any vehicle 5 years old or newer that has under 80,000 miles on it, with the exception of the certified pre-owned vehicles. This is the pro-certified lifetime warranty. The engine, transmission, transfer case, all-wheel drive assembly, drivetrain assembly, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, and again, no cost to you. Go in and talk to them about it. If you're skeptical, they'll explain it to you. And it sounds too good to be true. It's not. It is an outstanding deal. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Near steal, and it is a steal by Lauren Campbell on the trap along with Chloe McCarthy. Streaks have it with 66 seconds to play in the third quarter, leading 37-12. Kelsey Legg right of the center circle.
Coach Massey throwing a curveball there to Coach McCracken. He came out in the 1-3-1, and they hadn't been in that all game long.
Top of the key, Chloe McCarthy for three, rolls off, no good. Yvonne Mixon pulls the rebound away, but Woods got a piece of it, and Yvonne gets called for a bump foul there as Woods got the rebound. That is the second foul on Yvonne. That's only the fourth foul of the ball game on the Streaks. They had three in the first half.
That's a much different number than what we've seen in even recent games.
Well, honestly, it's been a pretty clean game overall. I know the Alleman fans are complaining a little bit. It's been pretty clean overall, though.
Just back in the 1-3-1.
Dorsey to Larson. Right wing goes to Jorlette back in the game. Now Dorsey bounces down the left block for Woods to Dorsey. And now a tie-up between Yvonne Mixon and Lydia Dorsey. The possession arrow points toward the Pioneers. 31.2 to play here in quarter number three. See if the Streaks can keep pitching the shutout here. 37-12 is Galesburg lead. Dorsey to inbound. Finally gets it to Larson out high on the left side. Mackenzie Larson with 27 out between the circles. Dribbles right with 24. Picks up right wing to Dorsey. with 21. Now with 20, Dorsey looking at the defense. Now with 17, goes to Larson, tap the key. Larson, left elbow, kicks over to Woods, left wing for three, misses it. Emily Miner with the rebound, 10 seconds to play. Kelsey Legg across midcourt, gives to Lauren Campbell, left wing with six, fires a three, too strong, rebound. Chloe McCarthy, weak side, puts it up and gets hammered by Dorsey, and Chloe McCarthy goes to the free throw line with 3 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
That was Chloe's fifth rebound of the game. Four of them have been offensive.
So Dorsey, that's her third foul. Second team foul here in the second half. 3 seconds to play in the third quarter. Streets with a 37-12 lead. Chloe McCarthy at the free throw line. First one is good. Chloe with 3 points on the evening. Lexi Tucker in for the Streets. She'll replace Yvonne Mix. And Yvonne with two fouls. She's only streaked with more than one.
Chloe on the season, a 61% free throw shooter.
Second one good as well. 39-12 Streets with the lead. Some full court pressure. Larson. And fires from midcourt, and nowhere close. We have played three quarters of basketball. Streaks pitch a shutout in the third quarter. After three, it is Galesburg 39, Alleman 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
The furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24-7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Fourth quarter just underway. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson at Don Morris Gym here in Rock Island. Alleman High School. Streets lead 39-12. Emily Miner with the feed from Chloe McCarthy. Shot blocked, though. Nice job by, Maddie Porter got the block, and it's going to go off of Emily Lasso. Alleman brings it the other way. Streaks scored 12 in the quarter. That's what Alleman has for the game. Streaks shut them out. Streaks outscored them 12-0 in that third quarter.
Porter looks like she's going to be a good one when she gets a little bit older. Just a freshman right now. She needs to add a little bit of strength.
Yeah.
And then once she gets her post moves refined, she'll be a pretty good player for them.
Yeah, moves pretty well. 6 foot and just a freshman. Connolly with it. Dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Up off the glass. Too strong. And Lexi Tucker with a rebound for the Streaks. Looking for some help and gets tied up by Larson. And she just made one turn too many. I think she could have gotten the pass off, but she was trying to get away from the defender and just made one pivot too many. Went right into Larson. Possession arrow points toward the Pioneers. Streaks lead at 39-12, 7:21 to play in the ball game. Left wing, it's Larson to Loyes at the left elbow. Hands off to Woods. Woods down the right side. Kicks out to Connolly on the wing. To Loyes, posted up right side, leans in, shot up, and a foul's going to be called on Emily Miner. Got over the body there. First foul in the ballgame on Emily, and Gabby Loyes will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 6 points, all of those in the first quarter. In fact, I think it was Alleman's first 6 points, wasn't it?
Yes.
So Gabby Loyes, 5'8", or 5'9", junior at the foul line for Alleman.
I don't think it was their first six. I think
first four, and then somebody else scored it. Oh, it was Mackenzie Larson hit a basket, then Loyes got the other one. If she hits the free throw, she's got seven. And their first point since some point in the second quarter. Second one up and in and out, no good. Andrea Sampson with a rebound for the Streaks.
Yeah, when they last scored, it was 21-10 Streaks.
Wow.
So Streaks have since scored 18 points.
Kelsey Legg dribbles left. Andrea Sampson, top of the key. Right wing, Chloe McCarthy. Andrea, top of the key, dribbles left. Kicks out to Kelsey. She'll fire the three. Left wing. In and out. No good. Andrea rebound goes off her hands. And Porter comes down with it. But Andrea knocks it away, though. Emily Miner comes up with a great hustle. Great quick hands by Andrea Sampson. We've seen that a few times tonight. 6:38 to play in the ballgame. Streets with a 39-13 lead. Right wing. It's Kelsey Legg with it. backdoor pass to Clay McCarthy, but we're going to have an illegal pitch. Oh, 3 seconds. Okay, I think they called Emily for that. I was kind of watching that in the softball game. They weren't even really looking for it so much. But the softball game, there's only two officials, though, also.
Right. Well, that's the first one we've seen called in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. So the Channel 6 guy just walked in, probably not realizing, wow, this game's almost over. He's probably been over covering the other two games, and he almost missed this one. Loy's down the left side, turns, pulls up with a 10-footer. Nice move up off the glass and in. Got Emily up in the air. Puts it up and in, and it's 39-15 streaks. Some token full-court pressure. Chloe McCarthy gets it across, midcourt left side, trapped up and gets to Kelsey Legg left of the center circle. Under 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Kelsey dribbles right, gives to Lexi Tucker, top of the key. Emily Miner, mid-post, puts a shot up in between three white jerseys, a lot of contact, and I guess they're not going to blow the whistle so much that we thought that might happen here in the fourth quarter as Lauren Campbell checks in. She'll replace Chloe McCarthy with 5:47 to play. Yeah, she went up between three white jerseys and was getting bumped from all three sides. Inbounds comes to Lauren Campbell, back to Kelsey Legg. She's got it on the left wing. Right wing it goes to Emily Meinert. Now Lexi Tucker, top of the key, out high left side. Kelsey Legg, right wing. Andrea Sampson with it, puts it on the floor, picks it up. Swings it back to Kelsey between the circles. Kelsey lost the handle, now got it in the center circle. Dribbles right, goes to the wing, picks up, and gets to Lexi Tucker, top of the key. Lexi over the top. Emily Miner had to tap it up and then got tied up. And, they call a jump ball. I wasn't sure.
Just get a jump ball?
They just switched it. They had the arrow the wrong way, yep.
Because the Streaks just got Allman just got the last jump ball.
The official score just changes it. Nope, should be Streaks' ball.
I was going to say, it literally just happened.
All right, so Kelsey Legg will inbound from the right baseline. 5:17 to play. Streaks lead 39-15. Bounce for Lexi Tucker, mid-post. Kicks out to Lauren Campbell right of the center circle. She had to run it down. Now looking for some help. Somebody's got to come for the ball. Now got it to Emily Meinert. Now Kelsey Legg right of the center circle.
Streaks getting pushed back all the way to the half-court line.
And they'll reset. Kelsey with the dribble. Top of the key, Lexi Tucker. Left wing, Lauren Campbell fires a three. Short rebound off the hands of Lexi Tucker. Lois pulled it away, traveled with it, then put it on the floor and brings it up for the Pioneers with under 5 minutes to play. Larson, right wing to Lois. Well, they're not going to give up. We knew that's something that Alleman doesn't do. No matter what's going on in the game, they never give up, that's for sure. Lois stops, 16-footer, no good. Rebound, Emily Meinert. And she'll give to Kelsey Legg, who will walk it across for the Streaks with 4.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Kelsey across midcourt left side, bounces for Emily Meinert, left wing. Lexi Tucker top of the key out high right side to Kelsey Legg. Lauren Campbell out high left side, dribbles left, goes toward the baseline, pulls back out, bounces for Emily Meinert out high on the left side. Now it's Kelsey Legg, and Kelsey could probably just stand out there all night. Now they come out and guard her, and Coach Massey calls the timeout, I think mostly to get some subs in, as Riley Chalkley, Dave Grange, and Megan Lingenfelter are going to check in as Dorsey comes back in for Alleman. 4:10 to play, Streaks lead 39-15. Galesburg Nissan, home of a lifetime warranty. Stop by, talk to them, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Check out the selection of pre-owned, certified pre-owned, and new vehicles they have on the lot there. They've got a lot of them. And if they don't have it, you know what? They can find it for you. They will find, if there's a particular vehicle you're looking for, they don't have them all up, they will find it to you for you. They'll bring it to you. And if it's a vehicle 5 years old or newer, under 80,000 miles on it, guess what? The Pro Certified Lifetime Warranty applies, unlimited time, unlimited mileage. No cost to you, not a penny. This is a lifetime warranty. No cost to you. Can you believe that? Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home with a lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Well, I'll tell you that the Altima I brought up here, wow, that thing's got some pickup.
Yeah, those are really, really nice cars.
Yeah, it just drives so smooth you don't even feel the gas pedal.
Yeah, who needs to feel it? Riley Chalkley's out of the key for the Streaks. Today's range out high left side, out high right side. Lexi Tucker, Riley Chalkley right wing. Megan Lingenfelter's out of the key. Megan dribbles right, goes to the wing. Now gets to Lexi Tucker, top of the key, and tried to swing it over to Riley Chalkley, overthrew her. And she says, my bad, and it goes back the other way to the Pioneers as Anna Gugliotta, Caitlin Pendergast, and Audrey Peck are going to check in for the Streaks.
Just the 10th turnover for the Silver Streaks.
3:41 to play, 39-15 is the Galesburg lead. So Riley Chalkley and Lexi Tucker stay on the floor for the Streaks.
Does not, no, Tara Pendleton not dressed tonight for the Streaks.
Oh, she's not, okay.
And I don't see Livingston either.
I had Tara marked down in the scorebook just in case. Left wing, Lydia Dorsey for the Pioneers. Now it's Connolly, and Elise Connolly dribbles right, stops, kicks out to Coleman on the right wing, stops, fires a, I'm not sure if she's a left-handed shooter or was a left-handed shot, but over the back on the rebound, Lexi Tucker with the inside position, and it was
Coleman.
I think they called on Jorlette.
They did. They
That's her third.
Thought it was Coleman that got her, but I guess not.
3:17 to play. Streaks lead 39-15. Anna Gugliotta gives to Riley Chalkley in the center circle. Riley on the dribble. Dribbles left to Anna Gugliotta. Out high left side. Riley Chalkley between the circles. She'll dribble left and pick up. Looking for some help. And bounces for Audrey Peck on the left wing. Now it's Lexi Tucker. Top of the key. Riley Chalkley with a backdoor pass. Audrey Peck right side up off the glass and in. Nice ball movement by the Streaks. Saw Audrey make a really nice move down on the left block of the game earlier. Spun, faked one up and went off the glass with it. And that was a nice one there as well. 41-15 Streaks, 2:40 to play in the ball game.
In the sophomore game?
Yeah, in the sophomore game earlier tonight. Now Dorsey drives left side.
Oh, I thought she was going to get away with it.
Yeah, because she swung the arm down. I think she got all ball. But, yeah, again, normally when you swing the arm, they're going to call that foul.
And she went into her with the body. So
first foul on Lexi Tucker, third team foul on the Streaks. And going to the free throw line will be Lydia Dorsey with two shots for the Pioneers. She's yet to score in the game. 41-15 Streaks. Now make it 41-16 as the first free throw is good. Back in for the Pioneers, Natika Woods and Maddie Porter. As Connolly and Jorlette go to the bench. Second shot for Dorsey is up, and that is good as well. Her first 2 points of the ball game. 41-17 Streaks. Anna Gugliotta in the backcourt gets to Caitlin Pendergast. Now it's Lexi Tucker between the circles. Left wing, Riley Chalkley. Riley drives, kicks back to Lexi, top of the key. Thought about the three. Now Caitlin Pendergast, right wing. Now Riley Chalkley between the circles. Now it's Lexi Tucker out high to Audrey Peck. Now it's right wing to Riley Chalkley. Backdoor to Audrey Peck, and they Dorsey was waiting for that one. Pass wasn't high enough, and Dorsey steals it away with 2:08 to play. Larson left side, cut off by Riley Chalkley, kicks out to Woods. Woods goes to the left elbow, now gives to Coleman out between the circles with under 2 minutes to play. Larson with it out high on the left side. Penetrates the runner in the paint up. Might have been partially blocked by Lexi Tucker. Gets her own rebound, missed that one. Now Dorsey down with a rebound. We have a reach called on the rebound now. I think it's going to go against Riley Chalkley. And that'll be her first foul. And three new Pioneers checking into the ball game. Caroline Adam, a 5'8 freshman. Let's see. Allie Edwards, a 5'7 sophomore. And who's the other one that checked in? Looks like Julia DeSmet, a 5'8 junior.
Rocky leads Quincy 31-20 at a half.
Really? That's it?
Yep.
Maybe he started all seniors on a senior night or something. I don't know.
Bree's up to 13 points, and Chrislyn has 14. So okay. Chrislyn being a senior, that doesn't surprise me. But
minute and a half to play here. Streaks lead 41-17. Coleman drives baseline, puts up a 10-footer, rolls in and out, no good. Lexi Tucker with rebound and outlets to Caitlin Pendergast. Caitlin across midcourt, right side to Riley Chalkley, right of the center circle with 1:17 to play. Pass to Lexi Tucker in the paint. Bounce for Audrey Peck, got away, but Lexi got it back. Right wing, Caitlin Pendergast drives, kicks out to Audrey Peck. Now it's Riley Chalkley with it, and she'll bring it back and reset with 1:03 to play. Lexi, top of the key, drives down
nice
the right
move.
Side, laid it up and in. Nice move by Lexi Tucker.
Good aggressive move by Lexi Tucker. She got the ball up at the high post and just drove right down. It was reminiscent of what Sarah Baker used to do.
Out high on the right side, this is Megan Tang. I'm not sure it's Tang, Tangy, Tange. Has a shot blocked by Lexi Tucker. Riley Chalkley with a rebound. 35 seconds to play. Streaks with a 43-17 lead.
There have been some contact on that block.
Yeah. Lexi Tucker, Riley Chalkley out high left side. Now it's Caitlin Pendergast out high on the right side. Goes to the wing, picks up, gets to Riley, top of the key out between the circles with 20 seconds to play. That's Lexi Tucker on high left side. Anna Gugliotta to Audrey Peck, right wing. Riley Chalkley thought about three fakes, gets a pick from, oh, she could have had the shot there, didn't take it though. She wasn't shy about it on that game. She had 13. She was feeling it. Must not be feeling it tonight. Riley with it, left wing. Anna Gugliotta fires a three, too strong, and time runs out. Rebound came down to Porter. The Streaks back at 500 on the year with a 13-13 record. Final score, Galesburg 43, Alleman 17. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, name our Dave's Automatic Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it 43-17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
The wind bites. The cold stings. Even the light from the sun seems to cut right through you. You can squint your eyes. But when the light bounces off the snow, it's absolutely blinding. Not only are 30% of all traffic accidents caused by the blinding glare of the sun, but our eyes are exposed to a significant amount of damaging ultraviolet radiation. The only real way to protect yourself is with polarized sunglasses. And you can find a great selection of designer styles at Kehoe Eye Care.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of heat seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses heat seal and can do all the cool new stuff too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen-printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, two.
Hello? Breedloves. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to breedlovesports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen-printing project.
It's gotta be Breedloves.
In downtown Kewaunee.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street. We can receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation if you bring in 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Clear skies for tonight, a low down around 34, increasing clouds tomorrow. With breezy conditions, a high of 52. And for tomorrow night, gradually becoming mostly clear and a low of 34, currently in downtown Galesburg. It's 39 degrees here on WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
win at 43-17 here over the Alamann Pioneers. Our postgame coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Streak, coach, a great effort tonight by your team. Really nice job, especially on the defensive end against this Alamann team.
Right, yeah. I mean, defensively, you know, again, I think the biggest deal of it is finishing up the defense with the rebounds, that we controlled the defensive boards there. I thought in general we got through their screens pretty well and stuff. But, yeah, very happy with it. Of shut out in the third quarter, yeah, that finished the game off was nice that way. And it was nice that we were much more disciplined offensively, that we didn't, you know, sometimes it seems like we think there's a 20-second shot clock, that we weren't quite as much in a hurry. And I think the posts, you know, in the high-low got some good things.
Yeah, and that was one thing I noticed, too, the patience on the offensive end, that, you know, at times they were playing a man-to-man pretty much the whole game, but they were just dropping back. And, like, Kelsey would come across midcourt, and they'd be back inside the top of the key. And so she was just taking her time, saying, okay, well, let's let them come to us. And once you did get into your offense, I thought you guys did a really nice job of ball movement.
Yeah, and they were, you know, and I, you know, it's interesting defense. The difference when we played Manuka, we couldn't read where the double team on the post was coming from. Tonight, we did a nice job and moved the ball on, and then, you know, I think for us, you know, we hit some shots early, and we just play completely different when we make some shots.
Yeah. And that's the team. I mean, they came out, they played hard till the end, and you had some girls that came off the bench and contributed as well. Again, it's one of those efforts. It's nice to see. It seems like when, you know, it kind of rolls over, one plays well, they all seem to play pretty well.
Right. That. Yeah, I thought we got such good things off the bench of, you know, really, you know, the starters started out well, where Yvonne got it into her and did a nice job, and then I think the group that maybe toward the end of the first quarter, when we had Riley Jenkins, we had Megan Lingenfelter, and I think Chloe was in there, Yvonne, and Deja, that yeah, they did a nice job. I thought Deja came off the bench and did a great job defensively for us.
Yeah, brought some good energy, got some rebounds, and knocked the ball away a couple of times. And that's one thing I noticed. You guys did a lot of that tonight, whether it was Andrea or Deja, Yvonne, just, you know, getting a hand in there and knocking it away without reaching and fouling.
Right, yeah. And it's just, you know, it's interesting because this is kind of, you know, being the optimist, I guess. In December, I thought I kept waiting for this team, you know, for us to play that way. And we just, you know, never kind of quite got it going.
Well, shootout on Saturday, and it's going to be a great day. Alumni Day, number one, you're going to have some fans or some of your former players, and it sounds like a lot of the really good former players are going to get to be around for that. We're talking about what we got going on in the cafeteria?
We've got, it's a full day that there's, okay, you know, games going the whole day. Somebody can come out for $6, they get a ticket. They could watch games all day, or you could end up watch some games in the morning and then go home and come back and watch later and stuff. So it's a bargain that way with it. And then girls and boys basketball, we're doing a pulled pork sandwiches for $5 that they get. It's a real bargain. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully they come for that. And then we're having an alumni day where we're having a reception in the Learning Center 2 to 3. So any fans that have followed through the years and want to come out and interact with some of them would be positive. And so feedback I've gotten so far from, you know, some of the kids coming back has been positive. So hopefully it'll be a fun day.
Absolutely. And you'll have the Stillman Valley Cardinals. And then, of course, you'll play about 3:30. The boys will play a little bit later on against Thornton Fractional North. So it's always good to have both teams in the gym on the same day as well. But it should be a great day. If you're a basketball fan, great day to be out at John Thiel Gym.
It is. And, you know, I think back, you know, years ago when, you know, what happened is, like the boys had only, you know, 7 or 8 home games in one season and stuff. And now Coach Reynolds has worked hard to get, you know, 2 tournaments going. And kind of he and I put our heads together as far as shootout, the idea of it. And, you know, it sure be nice if a lot of fans came out and supported it. And because it is, you know, quite a day of basketball. You know, I know like one of the games big games in the evening. Alton is playing Rock Island and boys basketball. And, you know, I think we've got Sherrard and Byron and girls matched up again. And so there's a whole series of games that that they can see some small schools that are good. Mm-hmm. They can come and see some of the large schools. So hopefully a good day. We hope we get a lot of fans out there.
Absolutely. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. We'll talk to you Saturday.
Okay, thanks.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win it 43-17, the final score. We'll come back and run down our post-game stats. That'll be next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the new gray WGIL button. Available for free at many locations. Find out where at WGIL.com.
Back here at Don Morris Gym at Alleman High School, the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Alleman Pioneers by a final score of 43-17. Streaks now 13-13 on the year, 3-4 in the Western Big Six Conference. Alleman drops to 8-16. They're 0-9 in the Western Big Six Conference. Our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll start off first off the scoring-wise for the Streaks. Only one player in double figures, but a good balance up and down. You know, 43 points is not a ton, but good balance. Andrea Sampson led the way with 11 points. She hit 3 three-pointers. She was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 9 points for Emily Minard, all in the first half. 3 baskets, 3 for 5 from the free throw line. 8 points for Yvonne Mixon on 4 baskets. 4 points for Chloe McCarthy on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Deja Range on, 6 points. Yeah, 4 points for Deja Range on 2 baskets. 3 points for Megan Lingenfelter on a 3. 2 points for Lexi Tucker on a basket. 2 points for Audrey Peck on a basket. Streaks with 4 three-pointers in the game, and they were 7 for 10 from the free throw line. For the Pioneers, they were led by Gabby Loyes with 9 points on 4 baskets, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Mackenzie Larson on 2 baskets, and only 2 other players scored, a basket for Annalise Connolly in the second quarter and 2 free throws for Lydia Dorsey in that fourth quarter. The Pioneers, no 3-pointers. They were 3 for 6 from the free throw line.
10 turnovers in the game for Alleman. Streaks turned it over 11 times, but a couple of them came after the game, or actually 4 of them came when the game was already decided. Streaks out-rebounded the Pioneers 33-19, including 11-5 on the offensive board. Alleman shot the ball 7 of 35 from the field, 0 of 5 from distance. Streaks were 16 of 40, 4 of 19 from downtown. Stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about, 3 rebounds for Emily Miner. She also had an assist, steal, and block. 10 rebounds for Yvonne Mixon, so she just missed that double-double. 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Deja Range had 2 rebounds and a steal. Anna Gugliotta, no, she just had a missed 3-pointer. Lauren Campbell, a steal and a block. Chloe McCarthy, 5 rebounds, 4 of those offensive, 1 block. 3 rebounds for Alexia Tucker and a block. 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal for Andrea Sampson. 1 rebound, 1 assist for Riley Chalkley. 2 rebounds for Megan Lingenfelter. 3 assists for Riley Jenkins. And 1 rebound, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks for Kelsey Legg.
Our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks win at 43-17. We'll take our final timeout, and we'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Time to get back on the road for the Galesburg boys basketball team as the Silver Streaks travel to Rock Island. I'm Brad Binowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage tomorrow night at 7:06 on WGIL.
Streaks win it here tonight, 43-17, the final score. Streaks now 13-13 on the season, 3-4 in the Western Big Six. The Pioneers dropped 8-16, 0-9 in the Western Big Six Conference. Our final order of business is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Sometimes hard, and even with a win, sometimes hard in a blowout win like this. So we kind of look at, at what point of the game was, you know, unless it's, sometimes we'll do it where if somebody came off the bench and did something really good and give them a shot at winning one. But I think in this one, it's the tone of the game was set early on is what we're looking at. And this young lady really got the streaks going. And, in fact, didn't even score in the second half, but what she did early in the game really set the tone for what the streaks were going to do tonight.
Well, yeah, and then she only got to play essentially three quarters. And we're going to go with Emily Miner. She came out of the gate, got the streaks going. She scored 6 points really early on. Just taking the ball to the hole. She finishes with 9 points, one assist, one steal, one block, and three rebounds.
So Emily Meinert, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Streaks winning here tonight, 43-17, the final score. Tomorrow night, Galesburg High boys are up here in Rock Island. They'll be at the Rock Garden to take on the Rock Island Rocks. Brad Bennett with Steve Cheeseman will be there for that one around 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip. And then as we talked about with Coach Massey, the Galesburg shootout coming up on Saturday. Going to be some great basketball at John Thiel Gym. Of course, they'll have the pulled pork luncheon or dinner going on there throughout the day for just, $5, I think, and only $6 to watch basketball all day if you want to. Or you can leave and come back. And, of course, it's the alumni day, and some of the streak former girls players will be there in the Learning Center in the afternoon. And our game, the girls will take on the Stillman Valley Cardinals, and that will be around 3:10 for the pregame, 3:30 scheduled tip. Eric and I will be there for that. And then the boys will take on Thornton Fractional North about 7:45, 7:25 or so for the pregame on that one. So we'll have it for you right here with Brad and Steve. Then Monday night, the girls will play host to the Rock Island Rocks as they will come to town, and the streaks will see them. And two more conference games after that, a couple of more weeks here in the regular season after.
Right. Not a lot of time left, and no. This is where you want to start hitting your stride.
Yep. Again, Emily Meinert, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation to all streaks road games. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Thanks to our studio engineer, James Noble. For Eric Gibson, Tom Meredith saying goodnight from Don Morris Gym in Rock Island.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.